Carnation Evaporated Milk presents Gene Raymond on Stars Over Hollywood.
I tell you, I'd go to the ends of the earth to escape that female.
He has all the instincts of a bird dog. Another moment in New York with that woman, and I'd have gone crazy.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood presents the world's best-known stars. Actors you've seen in motion pictures and heard on radio. Such famous names as Jane Wyman, Dane Clark, Mala Powers. Today, Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, brings you Mr. Gene Raymond. The transcribed story, Shadow Lover. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
There's just no limit to the uses you'll find for Carnation evaporated milk in your home. It's true. No other form of milk has as many uses as Carnation. When recipes call for milk, use Carnation with an equal amount of water. You will have good, rich milk, richer than your state standard for bottled milk. When recipes call for cream, use Carnation undiluted. It's more than double rich, heavy enough to whip. Yes, wonderful Carnation evaporated milk is a superior product of many purposes. That's why we say, for milk or cream in cooking, keep Carnation handy. Use it every day. Use it in many ways. For better results at lower cost, get Carnation evaporated milk, the milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of Shadow Lover, starring Gene Raymond in the role of Bradley Thomas. Curtain going up. Hollywood, crossroads of the world, Baghdad of the Pacific, neon lights and siren songs, hamburgers and characters, bargain sales in the Macombo, and Bradley Thomas, too. Yes, don't breathe, anybody, for here comes America's number one stage and screen idol. He's just dropped out of the skies and is hurrying from the giant transport.
Johnson, have you attended to the luggage?
Yes, Mr. Thomas. Now, if you'll just come along quietly, follow me.
Yes, yes, lead on, lead on. I'll follow. I'll follow to the ends of the earth to escape that female. I tell you, she has all the instincts of a bird dog. Another moment in New York with that woman, and I would have...
I'm very happy to know that your engagement to Miss Angel has been called off, sir. Oh,
you're happy. Johnson, my man.
Bradley Thomas, hold it, please. Thank you.
Confound you newspaper men. Get away with that camera.
In time, Thomas, in time. So you're going to play in a picture in Hollywood, huh? Or just going to play?
Why, you...
May I quote you on that?
Johnson?
Yes, Mr. Thomas.
Do something. Say something.
Yes, Johnson. Care to make a statement for Mr. Bradley Thomas?
I do, sir.
Shoot.
You may go to the devil, sir.
Oh, thank you, Johnson.
Johnson. Johnson, my man. Johnson!
Yes, Mr. Thomas, did you call?
Did I call? I've been bellowing like a calf for 20 minutes.
I didn't hear you, sir. The bedroom door was closed.
Well, no matter. What time is it?
11 o'clock in the morning, sir.
11 o'clock. And the day?
Tuesday, sir.
Tuesday? Tuesday, the first studio rehearsal on Friday. And I've forgotten my lines. As if I'd never played the part. I, Bradley Thomas, the greatest Romeo of my time, of all time, playing it every season on Broadway, and I can't remember the lines. It's that woman, I tell you, she's driving me mad. Mad, do you hear?
Matt!
Which woman, sir?
No witch, but Norma Angel. The devil.
But Miss Angel is very much occupied as the brightest star on Broadway, sir. Mm. And we're in Hollywood. Haven't you covered enough ground to have forgotten her by this time?
Forget? Well, ordinarily, yes. 6 weeks is more than enough time to remember any woman. But she laughed at me when I made love to her. She laughed.
A distorted sense of humor, sir.
Who's there?
Your secretary, Mr. Thomas. Jane Pettigrew.
Oh, now, does Pettigrew have to give her pedigree when I ask a simple question? Come in, Jane.
The apartment door was open and no one answered my ring, so I just walked in. Good morning, Johnson.
Good morning, Miss Pettigrew.
Jane, thank heaven you're here. Tell me, how can I memorize the part of Romeo when I'm tortured by the fires of love?
Memorize it? Oh, but Mr. Thomas, you already know it.
Know it? Ah, yes. Once. Once, but no more. And all because of love. I am suffering.
Oh, but if you're really in love, Mr. Thomas, you should be able to play Romeo better than ever before.
Because I'm living the grand passion? Now, Jane, I think you've got something there. No, I'm afraid. I've just been reading my past press notices, and they're wonderful.
And that makes you afraid?
Don't you see, child? I can't live up to them. I've been superb as Romeo, the great lover of all time. But the fire is dead now. Bitter ashes in my mouth.
Please, Mr. Thomas, you'll work yourself into a state again.
No, I won't do the part. I won't face them. No, rather than be less than he was. Thomas will retire from the role of Romeo. I shan't make this picture.
Oh, no.
Oh, but, sir, Romeo is your character. First the stage, now the screen. And what about your contract?
Contract? Ha! I'll break it. What's a broken contract compared to a broken heart?
Oh, but Mr. Thomas, you'll ruin your career if you walk out on the picture now.
So what?
You'll be killing the thing that is your whole life.
My life? How can I live when my heart lies bleeding?
Well, if you really mean that, then your heart will soon be mended.
No.
Miss Angel is on her way to Hollywood.
No, I say... What?
Oh, no.
It's in the morning paper.
Let me see. Here. It's true. It's true. She's coming. She can't live without me. Oh, wait a minute. She wants to laugh at me again. Wants to mock me, does she? Well, I'll show her. I'm through with women. Through with love.
Are you ready for your breakfast, sir?
Ready? Yes, I'm ready for anything. Bring it on. I'll show that pampered doll she can't hurt me again. This time, I'll do the hurting.
I won't see her, that's what. I won't answer the phone when she calls.
And should I meet her on the street, I laugh, do you hear? Laugh, huh?
Exactly, miss. I think the master can use a good shower right now.
Johnson.
Yes?
Do you think he really loves
Miss Angel? It's rather hard to say, miss. He's always more or less in love, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I'm afraid I do. Mr. Thomas is always acting at love. I wonder if he's ever sincere about anything.
Miss Pettigrew.
Yes?
You've been with us for 6 weeks now. And I've come to think rather a good bit about you.
Oh, about me, Johnson? But why?
Well, you're such a sincere sort of person, miss. I'd rather not see you hurt.
Hurt? But I don't understand.
Oh, I know I'm putting it badly, but it's Mr. Thomas. Please don't fall in love with him.
In love with Mr. Thomas? Why, Johnson, whatever gave you that idea?
I've been watching you. I want you to feel that I'm your friend, Miss Pettigrew. Don't allow glamour to blind you.
Oh, but I'm not in love with him, Johnson.
Very well, miss. I'll get the master's breakfast now, if you'll excuse me.
Of course. Of course. Oh, why is she coming to Hollywood? She doesn't love him, and I... Oh, good heavens. Supposing I am.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, Shadow Lover, starring Gene Raymond, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's talk about something seasonal and savory, a hot beverage for cold weather. And here to tell us about it is our authority on foods and cooking, Carnation's Home Service Director, Mary Blake.
This crisp autumn weather is the time for delicious hot cocoa, Art. And I'd like to tell our listeners how to make sure every cup they make is extra delicious.
Which brings us to your recipe for Carnation Cocoa.
That's right. Art, you've never tasted cocoa so chocolatey until you've made it with Carnation Evaporated Milk.
Well, that's exactly the way I like it. In fact, the way everybody likes it, I'm sure. So, tell us how to make it, Mary.
For smooth, rich cocoa for two, simply combine 2 tablespoons cocoa and an equal amount sugar with 1/4 cup water in a saucepan. Mix until smooth.
Combine 2 tablespoons cocoa and an equal amount sugar with 1/4 cup water in a saucepan. Mix until smooth.
Then add 3/4 cup water and 1 cup undiluted Carnation evaporated milk.
Add 3/4 cup water and 1 cup undiluted Carnation. What next?
Just heat and serve immediately. You know, unlike other forms of milk, Carnation evaporated milk has special characteristics that make it far better for cocoa and for all cooking and baking.
I know. Carnation is concentrated to more than double richness, for one thing, and it's specially heat refined, too, for better blending with other ingredients.
Yes, those special qualities of Carnation give you results that just aren't possible with any other form of milk.
Tonight, friends, taste the difference Carnation makes in cocoa. It's delicious as a bedtime snack, in the children's lunchbox thermos, and as a nutritious after-school treat. You'll find this same Mary Blake recipe for Carnation Cocoa in the current issue of Life magazine. Remember, for better results at lower cost, always cook with Carnation evaporated milk, the milk that whips. We return now to the second act of Shadow Lover, starring Gene Raymond in the role of Bradley Thomas. Bradley Thomas, famed idol of stage and screen, has flown to Hollywood to prepare for his greatest picture as Romeo and also to forget his romance with Broadway's brightest star, Norma Angel. Bradley's love life catches up with him, however, much to his discomfiture and that of Jane, his secretary. We now find them both hard at work in Mr. Thomas's suite.
I might as well get that letter off, Jane, while I autograph these confounded pictures.
Yes, Mr. Thomas.
Cordially yours, Bradley Thomas. Best wishes, Bradley Thomas. Lots of luck, Bradley Thomas.
Johnson, get on that phone.
I am on it, sir. This is the suite of Bradley Thomas. Oh, yes, Miss Angel.
Very truly yours, Bradley Thomas.
One moment, Miss Angel. I'll see if the master's in. He said something about going for a stroll. I beg your... Yes, I quite... One moment, please, Miss Angel. It's Miss Angel again,
go
sir.
Go away, go away. Can't you see I'm busy? I want to finish these pictures before rehearsal time.
But she's very insistent this time, sir. She doesn't seem to believe that you've gone for a stroll.
The lady may believe anything she pleases. I meant it when I said I was through with Angel, and the sooner she understands that, the better.
Very well, sir.
Sincerely yours, Bradley Thomas.
I'm very sorry, but Mr. Thomas doesn't seem to be in, Miss Angel. Can I... Oh, she hung up on me, sir.
Congratulations. Well, Jane, what are you staring at?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Thomas. I guess I'm just a little tired.
You're tired? Can you imagine how tired I am with all this business of fan mail, rehearsals, autographs, interviews? I'm a shadow lover, that's all I am. I'm so sick of it all, I think I'm even a little tired of Romeo.
Oh, no, you mustn't say that.
Oh? Why mustn't I?
Well, you are Romeo. You must think and feel like him, else how could you play the part so beautifully?
Hey, you really think so, Jane? Yeah, well, one becomes weary of playing a part, no matter how beautifully.
If you'll excuse me, Mr. Thomas, I think I'll go for a stroll.
Yes, for heaven's sake, do.
Very good, sir. And, Miss Pettigrew?
Yes, Johnson?
You won't forget our little chat?
No, I won't forget. Thanks for reminding me.
Yes, miss.
Reminding you of what?
Oh, well, Johnson and I had a little talk about life and love.
Life and love? Johnson and you?
Well, I'm not always just part of a typewriter, Mr. Thomas.
No, I'm beginning to see that.
I'll address the envelopes for those pictures.
Never mind the pictures. Has anyone ever told you that you're lovely, Jane?
Well, no.
And sweet, too. That's a rare combination in modern woman. Beauty and sweetness. Are you in love?
Please, Mr. Thomas.
Well, are you?
I don't know.
Now, what do you mean you don't know? Love is like lightning when it strikes. Believe me, you know you've been hit.
I don't think love is like that at all.
Oh, don't you?
No, I don't. Love is knowing all there is to know about a person. Their best and their worst. And still wanting to be with them always. Giving. Serving.
Interesting theory. Well, we better get back to work. Will you cue me on my lines, Jane?
Yes, Mr. Thomas.
Let me see. Let's pick it up with, if they do see thee, they will murder thee. Well, that sounds like George Jean Nathan. Or a trade review.
Here it is. If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their sight. And but thou love me, let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prorogued, wanting of thy love.
By whose threat? Oh, I'm sorry.
Jane, you're crying? Oh, now, my performance wasn't that bad.
Of course not. There's just something in my eye.
Let me see. Now, Jane Pettigrew, look at me.
No, no, that won't help.
So, you've gone for a stroll, have you?
Norma!
Oh!
How did you get in?
Walked in. I was downstairs when I made that last phone call, Brad. Shortly after that, I saw your precious Johnson stalking through the foyer on his way out. Your angel came up here just to see if he was telling the truth.
Mm.
He wasn't, as usual.
Now, Norma, don't try to start anything.
Start anything? Darling, I've come to finish something.
Norma?
You can't avoid me any longer, lover. I've come for a showdown.
We had that 6 weeks ago in New York. How many times do I have to tell you that we're through, woman? Through, finished. You wanted it that way in New York. I want it that way in Hollywood.
How utterly transcontinental of you, Brad. But what about me?
What about you?
I came west to see you, not the California sunset.
Be careful, Norma. No scenes. This young lady is my secretary.
A secretary? In tears? Oh, still beating them, Brad. Or have you been polishing up on that famous romantic technique of yours?
Oh. Now, see here.
Of course you know, whatever your name is, that the fabulous Mr. Thomas is notorious for such practice amongst his hired help. Keeps him fit when we're away from each other. We're engaged, you know.
Why, you...
Of course I know Mr. Thomas's reputation, Miss Angel.
What?
The job pays well, so I took it hoping that such a situation wouldn't arise. You see, I don't believe in working twice for one salary.
Et tu, Brute?
My resignation here and now, Mr. Thomas. Effective immediately.
No, Jane, wait a minute.
Lovely, lovely. Thomas the Great is finally told off by one of his female admirers, but good.
Now, let me tell you this, Norma. Whatever I once felt for you certainly wasn't love. Oh, yes, it masqueraded as the grand passion. But it was just another piece of acting that I seemed to be so good at.
Beautiful, beautiful, darling.
Oh.
But if you finish the scene, get off the stage and tell her the truth. That we're engaged and going to be married.
You, me, married? Now, Jane, don't you believe a word of this.
Your romantic status doesn't interest me in the least. Goodbye.
Now, Jane. Jane!
Alone at last, darling. alone, just the two of us. Oh,
you lovely, desirable, dazzling, magnificent witch!
Brad, how sweet.
Why, I ever thought you had a heart. Ever loved me.
Loved you? Darling, I adore you.
Oh, quit acting, Norma. There's no audience now.
Now, isn't that just too bad? Because this is going to be the dramatic smash of the century. I'm not giving you up, Brad
Thomas. You did a pretty thorough job of it on Broadway.
Broadway, is that all you can say?
It's all you can understand.
Is that so? You can't fool me, lover boy. You've got an eye on that secretary of yours.
Careful, Norma. I don't like your tone.
Oh, don't you? Then perhaps I should appeal to your nobler instincts. Oh. Weep on your shoulder.
Shut up, Norma.
Playing on your vanity. Assign Juliet to your passionate Romeo. I know all the lines. Yes, and all the answers, too. I played the part with you too often. Well, maybe she's Juliet to you, Brad Thomas, but to me she's just a
cheap
little...
Don't you say it. Don't you say it, or I'll choke the words right down that swan-like throat of yours.
Why, Brad, you...
Yes, Brad, look at me. You've never seen this character before, have you? And he's been here all the time, Norma, under the makeup, the affectations, and the acquired sophistication of Thomas, the 20th century Romeo.
You're quite mad.
Yes. Sure, I'm mad. I'm crazy, insane, a raving lunatic. Get out, woman, before I strangle you.
Yes, I'm going. I'm going.
Why, Miss Angel?
Get out of my way.
Jane!
Beg pardon, sir.
Silence! Can't you see I'm busy?
But it's about Miss Pettigrew, sir.
What, Jane? Now, where is she? What is she saying?
Nothing, sir. I passed her in the hall. She was crying.
She was crying? In the hall? Oh, Johnson... I love the girl.
You what, sir?
Love, you idiot. I love Jane Pettigrew.
Does she love you, Mr. Thomas?
Why, of course she... Huh?
Perhaps the miracle has happened, and Muhammad must go to the mountain. Come, Mr. Thomas, I'll show you where Miss Pettigrew resides.
Sure, this is the apartment where she lives, Johnson.
Yes, sir, but she's not in at the moment.
Look, there she is, just going into the elevator. You wait here, Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Hey!
And good luck, sir.
Hold on there.
Yes, sir, you going up?
Definitely.
You.
Now, Jane, you must listen to me.
Sir, you're Bradley Thomas.
So what? Now, just tend to your elevator, boy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you left too soon, Jane. You didn't hear what I told Norma.
You don't have to tell me anything, Mr. Thomas. I understand.
Uh-huh. So you are Bradley Thomas.
All right. So I'm Thomas. Now, shut up. Now, you don't understand, Jane. You don't know how necessary you are to me.
There are plenty of good secretaries in Hollywood.
Secretaries? I don't mean that.
Please.
Jane, you heard what Norma said, all of it. Now, won't you at least give me that same opportunity?
But there's nothing...
You said that love was knowing the best... and the worst about a person.
Oh, love.
Your floor, Miss Pettigrew.
Oh, thanks, Billy.
No, you're staying in this elevator, Jane. And you, William, get going.
Yeah, but where, Mr. Thomas?
Up, down, who cares? Just keep this confounded contraption moving, do you hear? And don't stop for anything or anyone. I must have time, understand? I must have time.
Yes, sir.
Oh, please, Mr. Thomas, you're just making a mountain out of a molehill.
Mountain? Mohammed.
What?
Now, you're going to hear my side of this, Jane, if we have to ride this elevator into eternity.
Hey!
Please, Mr. Thomas!
The name is Brad, Jane, and I... Oh, confound it. All the pretty speeches I've memorized my life, and I can't find the right words now.
Right words for what?
Oh, you know them best, Jane. You've been the truest Juliet of all. You stuck by me through the best and the worst. You remember, how camest thou hither?
Tell me, and wherefore?
With love's light wings did I o'erperch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out. Oh, Jane, how can I say more plainly? I love you.
You love me?
Gosh.
Yes, Jane, it's true. Bradley Thomas wants to settle down, have a family, just like Joe Doakes at Paducah, or Bill Jones in Boise. Believe me, sweetheart, this tops any opening night I've ever had.
You love me? you never said.
Didn't I? Well, I've been telling everybody else. It's probably in Winchell's broadcast tomorrow night.
But you told everyone but me, Brad.
I like the way you say that. Brad. Say it again, Jane.
Brad. Brad. Oh, Brad.
Oh, my sweet.
excuse me, Mr. Thomas. We don't go any higher.
Yeah, I know, I know. Who wants to go higher than heaven?
Yeah, but Mr. Thomas,
I... Well, that's for you, William. Well, my boy, you know where you can go.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of this week's Stars Over Hollywood show, as presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Gene Raymond. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meanwhile, how about a curtain call, Gene Raymond?
That's for me. Especially one of those cups of coffee you have there is for me.
Oh, you've heard about our after-the-show custom, then.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Gene, we serve our stars coffee creamed with Carnation Evaporated Milk. And that's certainly appropriate today because you have something especially good coming for your excellent portrayal of Bradley Thomas, the Shadow Lover.
Well, love of Miss Pettigrew. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I'm glad you offered me this coffee. Really is good.
Well, that's because Carnation is more than double rich. Just what a good cup of coffee needs. And while you're enjoying yours, Gene, I'd like to mention an important event beginning in Chicago tomorrow and continuing through December 4th, the 31st National 4-H Club Congress.
Well, I'm interested in anything you have to say about the 4-H, Art. I've had opportunity over the years to observe the 4-H Club activities from time to time. I have tremendous respect for the work those boys and girls are doing.
Well, that's exactly the way the Carnation Company feels. And they've asked me to salute the 1,600 boys and girls and their leaders who will be attending the 4-H Congress this year. They've all won state honors, and that trip to Chicago is really an achievement for them. You know, they come from all the 48 states, as well as Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. So to all of them, to 4-H clubbers everywhere, and to the fine people whose guidance has made 4-H such a beneficial factor in rural life in America, congratulations from Carnation, the world's leading brand of evaporated milk.
Count me in on that, too, aren't we?
All right, Gene, I will. And now, for your fine performance today, here is a bouquet to take home to your lovely wife, Jeanette McDonald.
Thank you.
Red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
Thanks very much, Art. I'll be seeing you. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Gene Raymond. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Miss Mala Powers in a play titled Command Performance. And here is Miss Powers.
I understand what I'm to do, Bill. When we get to the convention, I'm not to act like a small-town wife, and I'm not to talk about the children. I don't know how it'll work out, but I'll do my best.
Thank you, Mala Powers. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this human play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Virginia M. Cook. Supporting Mr. Raymond were Loreen Tuttle, Eric Snowden, Louise Arthur, and Eddie Firestone. Music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey, and the program was directed and transcribed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present Mala Powers in command performance. Stay tuned now to hear Fun for All, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the CBS Radio Network.